Wednesday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're learning Hilchos Atilus Yadayim Simen Mem in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And we learned about Chatzitza, and now we're up to Yud Beis, paragraph Yud Beis, Suf Yud Beis, and Simen Mem. Mishiyodot Tzvuos. His hands are colored. So Imein Shoma Moshe Satseva, let's say a pen. Not a pen that a Sofer uses, but a pen that we use, like a ballpoint pen. So it's extremely rare, I don't think ever, that there will be mamoshes of ink. It's usually just chazusa, it's just a mark, appearance, but there's no mamoshes there. So main shah mamoshes at sevakim chazusa bialma, lohavi chatzitza, there's no chatzitza, is that a chatzitza, there's nothing there. Now if you have ink on your hand, that's maybe like from a Sefer Torah, where there's, you know, there's a mamoshes of ink, that's already a problem. Avlam Yeshalem Amoshes Atzeda, the substance there. Afilu Rak Ma'at, it's Miyuta. It could theoretically be a Chatzitza. Now it's going to depend on Makbid, or ain't no Makbid. So Achimu Umen Bekach. So therefore we say, if your livelihood involves this substance, Tainu Shu Tzaba, maybe you're a dyer, a person that dyes clothing, Umishu tabach or a butcher, biyodum lechlochos bedam, osher who sofer betvosum lechlochos midyo, who rogel bakach, and he's used having this on his hand and he's not makbid. The chol balei umnuzos a makbid and bakach, or else you'd say butler died the etzel kolodom. But you don't say butler died the etzel kolodom because you say he's in the category of people called a sofer. But you have to check if the sofer mind. If he's the only Sofer that doesn't mind, and generally Sofer wash their hands, then you say again, butler died the Eitzel Kolodom. The only thing we allow is for the grouping of the set of Sofer. We don't say, you know, it's the whole world is in the set. So it's always butler died the Eitzel Kolodom. But you can allow him to be in the set of Sofer. So you have to check out if Sofer mind or not. Elam Kenu Bro Vayad, if it's on most of the hand, then we don't care about Makbid. Ain't a Makbid, it's with Rabbanon, but nevertheless, it's called a Chatzitza if it's on robe of the hand, even if he's not Makbid. Now, there could be a problem that people are not aware of, and that is, L'chumra, we wash till here. But that's it's a Chumra. There's many Shittas till here, and there's Shittas till here. So, here, the kula could work the other way. When you say most of the hand, and it's not as rare as it might sound. If you look at the hand as being told this knuckle here, then most is not that much. And it's shayach that you could have most of the hand, which is a chatzitza, even if you're not makbid, because you always have to go to chumra, what part of the hand needs the tilish shadayim. So I'm pointing that out. The chain, mishayesh lo makol yodah, someone has a wound and he has a dressing on it, a covering. V'yesh v'lo v'tiyash mitzar la'asira lo havi chatzitza. It's not a chatzitza, and we're not afraid he's going to take it off by the meal and expose some of a tamei hand to the food, because we're not afraid he'll take it off. So therefore, yeah. So that's not a chatzitza, because it's makbid on the meat of the hand. While the chatzitza, what
about a cast? The whole
cast. You can't wash, so you put a glove on your hand, and that's called you can't wash. It's like not having water. Why am I missing a kuf samachal of dina chatzitu between the snoshim? What dina the tilish yadayim? Hamayim sirich shivu al yadayim ikach gavra. Avodam hamayim bor me aleihem lo havin the tila. For chavish yesh lo barzer as a plug, and when you take out the plug, water streams out. The Hesra is Habarza. So then the Mayim, the only Mayim is called Koach Gavra, is that first rush of water when you remove the plug. So that water is said to come out from your koach, taking away the maniyah. If the water's, I guess we're imagining that the water's pushing against the barzah, and by taking it out, that's the equivalent of koach gavra, because it's pushing and you're moneh, and then you take away your head, and that rush is called koach gavra. But after that first rush of water, you really don't. That's why it's not a practical thing to wash with. Well, maybe you could, no? At first, let's say you open a sink. You open and close it like immediately. So there's that water is called gavra. Yeah.
It has a cup to wash my hand. I
didn't
put the cup
like
this. Is that also kind of
brushing,
not from
cup
gavra?
It is good. You're called gavra. You turned it upside down.
It's brushing my hand. It's just sting.
Your turning over is the koach that emptied out the whole cup. It just takes time for the whole cup to empty out. But your action has in it the power to empty out the whole cup. It just takes time to empty out. Through this plug, should be with that first rush of water. Covers the whole hand. It's kasa kalayat, because the water has to cover the whole hand. The yistam is abayzim, then he has to immediately close up the plug, and then he can open it again. Open, shut, open, shut, open, shut. Like opening and closing a faucet. And you go, but that's only the shvicha shniya, but you have to have at least at one point enough water to cover the whole hand. So tzarechiyun, if that much water actually comes out at one time. Taka shouldn't wash this way. Guess what? And the stream of water is very narrow and doesn't even cover the hand. You can't decide you're going to wear gloves on your hands and eat. You have no water. If you he's not going out of his way. And David Milan to be Alokha Paskins is you measure with time. So you, 72 minutes is 4 Milan. So if you're going by car, we're talking about 72 minutes of driving time. If it's ahead of you and you're not going out of your way. A meal, or 1 meal la'achrov, that's 18 minutes, is if you're going out of your way. If that's much, or that little, yim shamayim, mechuyil lechus, ufan of dalad minim, la'achrov, la'achrov, mil, nidarod of la'achilov, that's how much you have to go in order to wash your hands. Avalim gam shamal yim shamayim, or he's not sure, even if maybe, I think the Mishnah Berurah says, he's afraid to separate himself from the group that's traveling. Then you could wrap your hands in a mapa, or you wear gloves without touching the food. Of course, you could always eat without washing for bread.
Don't eat bread.
Yeah, don't eat bread. You always have that option. Nowadays it's a very easy option. Siftes vav. So that's what we're doing to Vidal. What to do if you don't have water? And when you can wear a glove. But you can't stamp it on a glove and decide you want to eat. Tes vav is also tzorach of kaidem achila. Went to the bathroom. Shu tzorach litl yod. He has to wash his hands. Lebikas hasher yod. So now he's assuming you washed it in a halachically valid way that would really constitute an atzilas yadayim for the meal. So now we have a problem, because he has to become tzarich lidul yadav l'suda. Yes, the kamisvekos. A lot of problems now come up. Asher yotzei the dinners, you have to make right away as soon as possible. And you're not, but you're not supposed to be mafsik between washing and making out until the shadayim. And if you just wash your hands again, so you bite them, made a hefsek, because the second washing is like meaningless. You washed it already. Alken anochon, the best is sheyitol tchila yodav shaloi kedin until the shadayim l'sudi. You should make sure you come out of the bathroom and you're washing your hands, and you're going to make asher yotzar. You should wash in a halachically unacceptable way, halachically for bread. Dainu yishbuch rak mayim l'chof malachas, pour water into one hand and then pour into the other hand and go like that. Or I guess you can go with the sink, and we'll assume that the rest is not koach gavra. I mean, most people don't wash with a kli. I know most. Many people don't wash with a kli, so they just open the faucet and they stick their hands underneath. I guess you can make a, I don't know, you can make a case. We're not sure what it's called, the first rush of water. But you can make a case, certainly, that that's not called, it's not called Yoytzen until it's a Dayan for Suda. And therefore, his example is to wash a little and then to mish the other hand on it. V'yinagvim heitev, then you say Asher Yotzar, you dry it well. V'achakach yitol yodov, and then you wash for the bread. Kedina til Zayim l'sudov, v'yivarchan until it's a Dayan. And he can even make on until the shodayim.
The mayim achronim, can you
wash?
Do you have to wash twice if you go to the bathroom?
Mayim achronim, there's no bracha, so the problem is the bracha. Whether it'll be a hefsek between when you're washing and making a bracha, and you're not supposed to delay asher yotzar. Here, mayim achronim, you can just wash your hands. There's all these dinim are not.
I'm saying, if you could go to the bathroom before you finish.
So you could wash your hands and have it be both.
You could do one thing.
You could have it be both. Yeah, because you don't need koach, you don't need until the shadayim. However you wash your hands will be acceptable for my machronim as well.
Up until the next time you need to go.
That's b'di'evad. Of course it's b'di'evad. Because there's a way you're supposed to do things. You're supposed to do it as soon as possible. You're right, you were gonna say, why can't you just wait till after Hamotzi and make Asher Yotzar? And the answer is because you're not supposed to. Because you're not supposed to. Okay. Okay, stop.